Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today, we have book blogger and bookstagrammer Ashley Hasty from Hasty's Books List. This episode is brought to you by Never Can Spar with a Sinful Baron by Renee Ann Miller. Last season, Lady Nina Trent fell for Scoundrel. This year, she intends to choose more wisely. When a duke more intended from fox hunting and sports and womanizing comes to town, Nina thinks he's the perfect catch. Sadly, he doesn't seem to notice her, but Lord Ellie Havenford, Baron Ralston, and notorious flirt, has a proposition. He would not only pretend to vie for her hand, hoping he draw forth the duke's competitive nature, he'll also give Nina lessons of seduction. An aristocrat in possession of two dilapidated properties is looking for his own fortune. Ellie's proposition has an ulterior motive, for he hopes to capture Nina's hands and her dowry by slyly seducing her himself. Though he feels guilty over his deceptions, their interludes filled with dancing, flirtations, and increasingly heated kisses are impossible to regret, until he realizes he unwittingly placed Nina in grave danger. What does Scoundrel in love to do, except finally risk his heart for real? Why you should pick this book up? Well, it's a historical romance, has a fake relationship with lessons of seduction, which sounds amazing, and is just right on brand. This book is already out, and you can buy it in a bookseller near you. For more information, please visit Kensington's website. Now let's go to the interview. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little about yourself.
Well, as you mentioned, I run hastybooklist.com. It's a site for book reviews, author interviews, book roundups, anything to do with the book world. Some of my favorite series include those that feature book jacket designers, audiobook narrators, so some of those like peripheral book industry jobs. Mm-hmm. But my day job is teaching college courses in fashion history, merchandising, and marketing.
I love it. So let's talk about your day job. So what inspired you to look into fashion history as a concentration?
Yeah, well, I went to Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri, where I majored in fashion marketing and management. And I graduated in 2008, which is not a great year to be looking for a job. Mm-hmm. And I was also a little disillusioned by retail in general. So I decided to get my master's degree at Mizzou while I figured out what it is I wanted to do for a career. So when I started there, I got paired up with this great advisor who studied fashion history, and she made me fall in love with the subject. The next thing I knew, I had gotten my master's degree and then I was getting a PhD in fashion history. So really, I just kind of fell into it.
I love it. And so tell me about teaching college now that it's online, you know, thanks to the pandemic. How is it different from just teaching a class, you know, in person to the online module?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I actually used to teach exclusively online, and I did that for 2 years, and I still do that for Indiana State. So I had experience teaching all online classes. Prior to teaching online, I taught just in the classroom and then also did some hybrid courses. So I was uniquely prepared, I think, for this pandemic and turning all of our in-person classes into online classes. The hardest part was getting students who weren't used to online classes kind of engaged in the online world that they usually use just for a social interaction and entertainment, and kind of making that a more educational realm. But for the most part, students did really well with that transition to online. We only had a few weeks at Loyola left when we made that transition, so it was pretty quick. And now those courses are done, so we're still kind of waiting to see what fall will look like. But for the most part, it's a pretty good transition considering everything that's happening in the world.
Yeah, I can imagine. I think it's like it's a big transition just to figure out the modules and like how do you engage your students, and then students who are not used to, how do they get used to this new module.
Right. And there wasn't time basically for that. We just did the best we could in those last few weeks. Luckily, we were kind of closing out the semester. So
that's good.
It went pretty well.
Okay, so let's talk about books. So what is your ideal book? What type of plot, characters, or things you look for in the story that you like?
That's a really good question. I don't think anyone's ever asked me what my ideal book is, if I could just put together a book that I wanted to read. But when you asked this, I thought, really, my ideal book is a work of historical fiction about a fascinating woman in history. I love a good, like, woman behind the famous man story. There's this strong push for strong female characters in literature today, women that defied cultural norms and lived by their own rules. And I love those stories as much as the next person, but I also want to read about women who did the best they could given their situation. I think the best books, the best works of historical fiction inspire me to Google the main character just because I want to learn more.
Yeah, I actually read a really great historical fiction you may like. Is Elise Hooper's Fast Girls.
Yes, I love Elise Hooper. First of all, I got to meet her. And I read her previous book. Oh my gosh, the name is escaping me. And I feel so bad because it was such a great book. Oh, Learning to See. And I have her next book, Fast Girls. But we connected over Learning to See. And at that time, she was telling me about Fast Girls because one of the characters is from near my hometown of Jefferson City, Missouri. So very fun. I can't wait to get started on it. It's on my shelf.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, it's a really good book. I read it in a couple settings. Like, I was so engaged. And then I thought they were, like, not real people. And then I read her author's note and they were based on real people. I was like, oh my God, this is even better.
Yeah, she's a fantastic author in person. I really, like, I would read anything she writes.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so let's talk about the other side of the coin. What are your least favorite qualities in a book that you should avoid?
Well, it's funny that you brought up Elise's book because Fast Girls looks very long to me. It's a thicker book. Yeah. And I generally have commitment issues when it comes to books. So if a book is extremely long or part of like this never-ending series, I tend to steer clear. Of course, this means I tend to miss out on cultural favorites, but it's just kind of how I am. So when I saw that her book was a bit longer, I was like, it's a good thing Elise wrote this because I probably would have passed it up when I saw how long it was.
Yeah, it's a fast read, by the way. It's
of course it is, because she's great, yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I understand. When you have long books, it's like, they either are you going to love it, and you love the world building, the characters, the action, all the different things that keeps you engaged, or they can just be books that should be edited out, like, 200 pages in.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's not that long books are probably not good. It's just that I look at them and I get overwhelmed.
I understand.
I'm sure if I like started reading them, they would fly by. I just have this weird reading quirk.
I understand. So what are your go-to genres?
Well, it'll probably come as no surprise that my favorite genre is historical fiction. I also like to read like mysteries, murder mysteries, and you know, fashion memoirs too.
I love it. And what are some of your favorite books within these genres?
So historical fiction, I think like three of my all-time favorites are A Well-Behaved Woman by Therese Ann Fowler, about Alva Vanderbilt, Swans of Fifth Avenue by Melanie Benjamin, about the friendship between Truman Capote and socialite Babe Paley, and The Paris Wife by Paula McLean, about Ernest Hemingway and his wife Hadley. I think my favorite murder mysteries or mysteries, anything by Fiona Davis, who writes murder mysteries set in history. So her books are kind of a good combo of my two favorite genres. Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, obviously it took the reading world by storm in 2018, and like that ending was just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And then Fierce Kingdom by Jen Phillips. It's a super short book. I read it in nearly one sitting, but it still haunts me. Like, it was such a good book. And then fashion memoirs. Well, I used to run the student reading group when I taught at Indiana University. We would read two fashion memoirs a semester and then meet every 2 weeks to discuss them. Mm-hmm. It was one of my favorite parts of my job. So I read lots of fashion memoirs, but the one I always recommend anytime someone asks for a recommendation mm-hmm. is The Woman I Wanted to Be by Diane von Furstenberg. It was so good. And it made me fall in love with her as a person beyond her fashion designs. Another good one was My Journey by Donna Karan. And one that's not a fashion designer, but still someone within the fashion world. It's by Betty Halbreich. It's called I'll Drink to That. It's Life and Style with a Twist. It was really, really fun.
I love it. Now let's get to the fun stuff. What are some of your most anticipated new releases for 2020?
Well, I have four, I think, that I'm really looking forward to that's coming out later this year. The Lions of Fifth Avenue is the first one by Fiona Davis. It comes out July 21st. Like I said, I've had the opportunity to meet Fiona, and I would read anything by her. So I interviewed her twice when I lived in St. Louis, and we've kept in touch via email and social media ever since. She's just a great person and a great author. The next one is Jackie and Maria by Jill Paul. It comes out August 18th. I recently read, and they called it Camelot, by Stephanie Marie Thornton. Mm-hmm. And before that, I read The Editor by Stephen Rowley. It's a fictional story about Jackie O's time as a book editor. So I really love reading about Jackie Kennedy Onassis. I mean, who doesn't? So I'm looking forward to Jill Paul's take on the rivalry between Jackie and Maria. Third one is The Exiles by Christina Baker Klein. I fell in love with Christina's books when I read A Piece of the World, and I'm so excited that she's coming out with a new novel. So The Exiles comes out September 15th. And I think the last one is The Book of Two Ways by Jodi Picou. It comes out September 22nd, I believe. Her books are always so powerful, and they tackle these really difficult subjects in a super smart way. So I would read anything by her too.
I love it. So which two books have you read in the past 3 months that you recommend?
So the three books I read most recently are The Sweeney Sisters by Leanne Dolan, You and Me and Us by Allison Hammer, and another fashion memoir, Betsy, a memoir by Betsy Johnson.
I love it.
And I'm curious, what books have you read recently that you'd recommend?
So I'm currently reading a rom-com set in Britain, and it's funny. It's really fun. It's called Boyfriend Material. It comes out at the beginning of July. And there's a funny line that basically says, you know, I don't read. And he's like, oh, what you should do? And he's like, I should just move to America and run for public office. And I love that. He just like puts those little zingers like just throughout the story that makes it more engaging.
I love it. Yeah.
So that's a good one. I also read The Herd by Andrea Bart, which is it's a thriller set in a co-working space similar to The Wing, where the female founder goes missing. And so the group of friends are trying to find her. And so it's a whole chase around it. And there's a lot of like toxic friendships and just feeling like in conversation about feminism, what it means to be a female founder. And so it's an interesting story that I found it quite engaging for it. So.
That sounds great. I love that premise of it happening in a co-working space.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially The Wing, which is so like unique, where there's like the networking aspect, the fun events, the Instagrammable spaces, and they just
women helping each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And the, you know, the whole membership exclusive, they're like, we should be a member. Can she uplift us or not uplift us? And it was just like, it was a good conversation about that.
Good. Sounds like a good book club book.
Yeah, it is. So what books are your TBR?
So I'm looking at my spreadsheet. I have this like elaborate spreadsheet my husband set up for me to keep track of everything I've agreed to read or feature on the blog. So I'm looking to see what's what's next? Okay, the next three books on my list are Happy and You Know It by Laura Hankin. I've actually just started reading this one, and to me, it reminds me of like something Reese Witherspoon would make a mini series out of. Oh, I would really love to see her make a mini series out of this one. After that, The Jane Austen Society by Natalie Jenner, and then The Marriage Game by Sarah Desai.
I love it.
What about you? What are you reading next?
Well, I'm reading The Marriage, Good Marriage by Kimberly Markwright. It's actually really interesting. It's set in Park Slope with a murder mystery, and there's a sex party, and there's all these twists, so you're trying to figure out uncover through them. So it's really great. And then Happy and You Know It is one of them. For it. And Fiona Davis, new book.
Yeah.
Awesome. So tell us, Ashley, where we can find you online.
Well, I am Hasty Booklist on Facebook and Pinterest. On Instagram, I'm at Ashley Hasty. And Twitter, I'm at A Hasty Life. Like, I'm different on everything.
Thank you, Ashley, for being in the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is really fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends and share a review on iTunes. This is the best way to support the show. Once you join the Romance Loving community, make new friends, and get book recommendations, join our Patreon Romance Book Club. For $5 a month, you'll be part of a virtual book club, an Instagram chat, and get monthly book recommendations. Please note I'll be donating 10% of the profit to a COVID-19 relief fund each month. To sign up, just join the link in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in a few days with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.